Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Chicago Blackhawks finished the month of November on United Center Ice, and they'll be welcomed home by the Florida Panthers, a team with several new players, a new head coach, and an aging but still effective once-in-a-lifetime player who is now third all-time in NHL scoring. He's got no plans of hanging them up anytime soon. Down to center ice we go. The drop of the puck between Anisimov and Trocheck, and we're underway. Panthers control in the right corner. Kane flips it to the right point. Seabrook moves the puck to the left point. Campbell back over to Seabrook with a drive and a kneeling pad save. Main rebound and a backhand shot by Panarin from the left circle. And Luongo has to dive out and stop that to panic in the slot. His stick was lifted by Yandel, and here come the Panthers the other way. Led by Yager to center ice on the left wing side to Barkov over the Hawk line right wing. Here's Barkov with a shot from the right circle. What a save by Crawford! Oh man, he flew across from the top of the crease to near the near post and stopped that shot by Barkov. Outstanding save by Crawford. He tried to move it out the far side. Ends up deflecting back in behind to the near corner. Keith with the pass up the left wing. Now here's Panic breaking in on goal. The back end, he scores! Richard Panic with his first goal for the Hawks in 17 games. Lights the lamp and makes it 1-0 in favor of the Hawks. It was a perfect pass from Rasmussen from the Hawks zone. And he found Panic poaching at the Panther blue line. He beat the defense and then Luongo, 1-0 Hawks. Mott took it back to Roosevelt over the center ice circle to Patrick Kane, short of the Panther line on the right wing. Hands it off to Mott, cutting into the Panther zone down the right wing. Mott backhands it in front. Oh, and Schmaltz had a point-blank chance, and he missed it just wide left. Puck taken back. Here is Ekblad at the right point now. Moving it top of the left circle. Marchessault fires. Oh, and that hits Seabrook. He goes down the rebound. They score! It's a power play goal. Standing next to the Hawk net, I believe this is Jaromir Jagr, who picked up a loose puck and snapped it in behind Corey Crawford, and we're tied at one. Riley Smith will flip it down behind the Hawk net. And now here's Hartman along the near boards. Hawk zone. Crawford went down and has to save a shot from the high slot. That off the stick of McKenzie. And it was Hinostroza that skated through the Hawk crease and got the toe of his skate in behind the heel of Crawford's skate. He went down in a heap and had the presence of mind to look back at the play and make that save on that McKenzie shot. Unreal. 6 seconds left in OT. Ekblad passing it ahead. Trocheck over the Hawk line. To Ekblad down the right wing, moves and fires. Blocker save made by Crawford right at the horn. A save of the game for Corey Crawford right there. Ekblad came in with intentions of winning the game for the Panthers, but Crawford put the blocker out and said, not tonight, kid. And Richard Panic will take his first Blackhawk shoot-up out attempt over the Panther line, down the slot, shoots, he scores! A goal in regulation, and the game winner in shootout! Richard Panic firing it into the top shelf, and the Hawks return to Chicago off the circus trip and beat the Panthers in shootout. The final score in the shootout, the Hawks 2, the Panthers nothing. Final score of the hockey game, the Hawks 2 and the Panthers 1.